Welcome to Traveling Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we visit with Butler County farmer Patrick Daugherty about his farming operation and the history of the family farm.
Well, we're located on the north side of Butler County. We are a family corn, soybean, wheat, cattle, and still raise a few hogs. Family farming operation. We run beef cows, do some backgrounding on cattle. Our hog operation consists of furnishing meat for our private label meat business, and that's kind of what we do.
Patrick, tell me a little bit about the history of your farm there. How did you guys get started? Where did your farm get started there?
Been there about five generations. We're descendants of Irish people, immigrants to America. They moved to the area, which is called Bannock, that we are in sometime in the early 1800s. And different ones of the family have done different things, but they've always came back to their roots at the farm. And when I was in high school, all I ever wanted to do was farm. And when I finished college, that's what I did. I came back to the farm. My dad was a school teacher. He took early retirement, and we formed a partnership. And that's kind of how it's all evolved.
You mentioned row crop and then some hogs. Let's talk about your row crop operation first. Tell me, how big are you guys? And you raise the traditional corn, wheat, and soybeans, but how does that operation go?
Well, we run about 1,600 acres of corn and soybeans and wheat. We own about 30% of the ground that we farm. The rest of it is leased ground. We do use a lot of technology, VRT on our fertilizer, variable rate on our fertilizer. Got some of the latest technology on our planter, and for a guy, I'm not old, but I'm a little older. Some of that's a little bit hard, but my son is involved in the operation, and he's pretty good on the technology side. And then I have a brother that is retired from New Holland, and he helps us on a daily basis also on operation, does a lot of record keeping and that type of stuff. And we grow a lot of white corn, which is food grade, and we also grow a lot of non-GMO soybeans that are contracted through a company that go to Japan.
That's an interesting note, kind of an interesting niche there in your non-GMO soybeans. How's that worked out for you?
It's worked out real well. The first year that we raised them, which was 3 years ago, we had a little bit of a learning curve because we're not using Roundup to help control weeds. And had to make extra pass with the sprayer, and we've kind of learned the program now to keep those beans clean. Of course, as anything that's got a niche market, there's a little more to it. The quality has to be better. You know, we can't harvest them at a high moisture because we have moisture requirements. And the same thing on the white corn.
What do you do with your white corn?
We load it at the river port at Owensboro, and I think most of the time it's going to Mexico.
Let's talk about your hog operation. You mentioned you guys do have some hogs there on the farm. Tell us a little bit about that. How large is it, and how did you guys get into that?
Well, back in the, prior to 1997, we ran a large commercial hog operation. And, of course, there was collapse in the hog market, and we made the decision to get out. When my brother retired and came back to the farm, he said, I want to get some hogs. And I really gave him a look, and he said, no, I want to do this a little different. He said, I want to go into the private label meat business. And he said, I've picked out Heirloom Berkshire is the breed that I'd like to do. We went to the Blue Ridge Mountains, bought our first gilts and boar, and we only run about 20 sows, just enough to keep our meat operation going. And we also put beef into this private label meat. My son-in-law and daughter own a local, it's a little more than a country store, but a store out in the country, and we market all of that through that. And Berkshire, if you go on and Google it, they were never bred up for the confinement operations. A lot of people call it the meat of the royalty, and we think it has the flavor that pork is supposed to have. And we're not organic, but we do not use antibiotics, hormones, and that type of thing in the animals that we put through our meat operation.
You mentioned you do some cattle there, too. How's the cattle fit in the picture there?
Well, we run about 150 mama cows, and like I said, we'll background our calves after we wean, try to get them up to that 750, 800 weight, ready to go to the feedlots. We'll pick out the animals that we want to keep to feed out to slaughter weight for our meat operation. They're an Angus-Gelby cross. That seems to work well for us, and that's kind of what we're doing there. And when we first started the meat business, we did not realize the hurdles that we were going to have to jump through, because you can't just go kill an animal and say, hey, it's for sale. It has to be USDA inspected. We work with Boone's Processing out of Bardstown, and all of our meat is USDA inspected, and that's how we have accomplished all that.
Since everything came about with COVID-19, have you guys seen an increase in demand for your meat there?
Yes, we have. We have not been able to keep up. I think our meat sales probably have doubled, and we just cannot keep up.
Obviously, having your meat market and meat, your private label meat there, has really been a good thing for you, especially through the last few months here.
Yes, it has been quite a great opportunity, and you know, we're happy to be able to provide a service to our community. Van Buren's Market and Meats is what we call our market, and Van Buren was my great grandfather's name. And he was known in the community for trying to help people that were in need in the community. And that's kind of where the idea came for this, that we could provide something to the people in our community that would be wholesome.
I think that's a great idea. I love that. Tell me a little bit about your involvement in the community. I know you're on, in addition to your work on the farm, what are you involved in there in the community?
Well, of course, I've been on the County Farm Bureau Board for many, many years. And very involved with that. I've served in various offices with County Farm Bureau. I've also served on the State Resolutions Committee. And just love going to state convention and doing what we do there. I also served as chairman of the County Farm Service Agency Committee, completing my second term there. So 18 years of service. I got to go off that board in December. I've term limited out. I started as chairman of the Butler County Amulets Board, been with that for about 8 years now, and, of course, quite involved with my local church.
Patrick, when you think about farming, what are the big struggles you see out there in farming today? What are the things that really make you lose sleep at nighttime thinking about on the farm?
Well, I think most anybody that farms would have to say that it's the financial side of it that causes you to lose sleep. And, you know, we went through some great times in agriculture a few years ago, and that has completely turned around. And it causes me to lose sleep at night worrying about the financial side. Now, maybe the good part of that is that it has caused us to really streamline, to look at everything we do. Are we getting a return on investment on that? So, you know, I would not have to. I'm saying that the financial downturn is not 100% bad. I think it's made us better at what we do.
What about, you mentioned that you, when you get out of college, you wanted to do nothing else but farm, come back to the farm. What do you enjoy the most about the farm, Patrick?
Well, the thing I enjoy the most is being out there in the field. My wife will tell you that I'm just real unrestless when we're not able to get in the field, because that's kind of where I'm, I guess would say, in my zone is when I'm out there. But maybe the love for farming is just, it was in my genes, because, like I said, we're five generations there. but I also feel a great responsibility. My father told me at a young age that it would be my responsibility when I took over the farming operation to leave that land in better shape than it was given to me. And I take that very seriously.
Our guest today, Butler County farmer Patrick Daugherty. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.